these monsters once were edible, so everybody take a look at combat creatures you can cook. Obedient.
Depending on the spice you add, your boudin could be really bad.
Fighting boudin, sugar, boudin, even juice. Fighting boudin, it's for good with
attitude. Carefully select your recipes.
Pizza will attack with gooey cheese.
Power up the fried rice with some cheese.
What will win, Italian or Chinese?
If anything's left over, you can freeze.
Don't
eat your kitchen
for a brawl,
start a kitchen
free for all.
When your monster takes a fall,
it's up a little
monsterable.
Hello folks, welcome to an edition of the Random Crap Podcast. I'm your host Lee Sands, aka Rod Rod Ranger, and tonight I'm joined by
Adam, also known as Static Craft.
Jamie, also known as Jay Holler.
Emily Baker.
Also known as... Oh.
Right. Sorry about that. Doing two things at once is not very good.
Emmy Baker, also known as... fair enough. Emmy. Yeah, Emmy. We'll just say Emmy, yeah. Thank you, folks. Yeah, so Emmy's joined us tonight. Hopefully she might come back again for another episode, because we're doing another anime review, just like the last one. Yay!
What was the last one?
X-Kaiser, which was really good.
Oh, right.
Unfortunately tonight, folks, we're talking about fighting foodons. I have no doubt I'm going to get beaten to death by everyone by the end of this cast.
Everyone? In your street?
Well, when I next meet you guys.
You on about Adam, me, or Emily? Right. Don't worry about it. It was very, like, it was, like, torture or something, but it's over now.
Yeah. Anywho, folks, so we watched the first episode of Fighting Foodons, a.k.a. Martial Arts Cooking Lesson Bistro Recipe.
Mm-hmm.
Which actually makes it sound more badass than it actually is. Anywho, so basically Fighting Foodons is a 4Kids dub that aired on Fox Box in the US, never got released in the UK.
I wonder why.
I was about to say, I wouldn't. Yeah. Wonder why it never aired. Just like Ultraman Tiga never aired, and Kirby didn't air till like 5 years till 5 years after its US airing, and oh, at least Kirby wasn't torture. I thought this would be a bit more badass, but no. I think
Kirby's cute.
I don't.
Kirby's cute.
Sorry.
Kirby's cute though.
Yeah, the Kirby anime's pretty good, but compared to this. I blame Adam for this. He's the one that got gung-ho and said we should review it after I suggested it.
Nick, you said, oh, what about this? So I watched the opening credits and thought, it looks silly.
You said it looked awesome in a really, really bad way.
I'm sorry, but Adam would have been like, yeah, I'll do it, yeah, because he'll agree to anything, even if it was the worst thing ever, because he's such a nice guy.
Well, I was sort of like, this actually does look good from the opening. Then I remembered that Lee suggested it.
Unfortunately, you remembered after you agreed to friggin' do it for the podcast.
Unfortunately.
I'll tear up. I've got some good shows for next week. We also need to sort out episode 150 recording, but we'll do that after the cast. Yes, folks, we've still not recorded it yet. Anywho, so basically, Fighting Foodons is a show. And here's the plot off Wikipedia. It all started, yada, 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 yada. Some king said something. Then someone came with magic meal tickets. use them to turn this food into fighting food on. So, you know, basically, imagine Pokemon, but summon your Pokemon, you gotta make a really nice meal. So, you know, cook your own chicken and fried rice or something. You stab it with a magic meal ticket, then it comes alive and beats the shit out of another meal. That's kind of the plot.
Yeah.
And according to the opening credits, if you give a Happy Meal, these magic meal tickets, they become a Power Ranger team. I'm not joking, folks. Go back and watch the show. You see them in the opening credits. It's clearly a Happy Meal-themed Power Ranger team.
I think they skipped the opening credits.
They are on YouTube. You see, like, Burger Rangers beating the shit out of, like, robot noodle machine things, and...
And that cooked chicken looked a lot like Donald Duck.
It looked a bit stereotyped, because he was dressed in a Chinese outfit, and he had, like, a little moustache and everything. What was he fighting in the opening, by the way?
I think it was tofu.
Yeah, tofu and duck.
Yeah.
But that duck looked like the duck called DuckTales.
Scrooge McDuck, that's his secret origin. He was originally someone's meal and he got resurrected using a magic meal ticket. Sorry?
You wondered what happened after DuckTales?
Oh!
Got demoted.
That makes it even more creepy. He got murdered and then he got resurrected only to be used in fights. Anywho, so basically, this king said, wanted question sets which would be stronger, you know, tofu or stuffed duck, blah blah blah. Some mysterious stuff appears with the magic meal tickets. They come to life and start fighting. And so, you know, now chefs are now, like, food on masters or something, and they now prepare their meals and then have them beat the shit out of each other, and I guess why, I don't know. But then, one day, King Gords and his gluttons attack, and they plan to take over the world, and they start kidnapping all the best chefs and force them to make evil, powerful food ons. And then it's up to Chase and his sister, Karen, to save their dad in the first episode. And that's where we sort of see things, the plot, I guess.
Are you reading this off on Wikipedia?
I'm reading the abridged version off Wikipedia.
Okay.
I can't be bothered to read all these paragraphs. So basically, the show starts off. There's a war going on, folks. We've got the good guys being taken captive. So Chase and his sister, they break into this evil castle. Like
that thing they broke in with, I know it was supposed to be a food on, but what on earth was it?
Oh, you mean that creature?
Oh, you mean Karen's pet?
Yeah.
Omelette. Yeah, it's a food on based on the fluffy omelette.
I did not guess that from its appearance.
No, I
well,
didn't.
It's one of those sweets.
No, it's an omelette called the Wikipedia.
Well, that's, I kind of watched the second episode, and it mentions it in the second episode that it's an omelette.
So it didn't leave you the whole first episode to be really confused.
Ain't that like most shows?
This is Jeff Niles, best known as Zimtron from Robots of the Company. I'm here to tell you about a new anthology series coming your way from Dream Realm Enterprises. It's called Dream Realm Showcase, and it will feature shows both from the archives of DRE and brand new material presented for the first time. We will be bringing you all sorts of amazing new stories. Stories of horror, adventure, drama, comedy, science fiction, and even fantasy. So, won't you tune in to Dream Realm Showcase for some incredible new entertainment? Don't miss it at DreamRealmSite.com.
Right, so, yeah, apparently that's an omelette.
Yeah.
What, So we find out they've the Gluten Empire has taken over this town, and they're forcing people to build these monuments, like the castle and that. And the narrator, I'd like to point out, folks, if I didn't mention this, though possibly I did, this is a 4Kids dub. A really, really city 4Kids dub. You know, if that wasn't reason to not watch this, then I'm clearly mentally insane. Anywho, so, because it's early 4Kids as well, because they have that really city-like dialogue narration, like, a great place to visit, but not a great place to stay, because they'll turn you into slaves.
Yeah.
Exaggerating it.
Yeah.
I'm sure all these puns were just as bad in the original version.
Considering it's 4Kids, I doubt these puns were in the original Japanese version. Do you remember the smoke having a lollipop in One Piece, Crooks? Do you remember the 4Kids dub of One Piece?
No.
I envy you.
I watched the first couple of episodes and that was it for me.
Yeah. God. Hey, I'm going to suit you with this gun that has a cork in it! And what was the other one? God, I remember there were some infamous ones. But anywho, but Sanji and his freaking cigarette, that's what really pissed off people, and they placed it with a lollipop. Oh, and the rap opening, yeah, that was terrible. Yo, yo! Anywho, yeah, so this is by 4Kids, folks, so the fact someone looked at 4Kids and thought, hey, we should give these people One Piece, clearly says to me they never watched any of their other dubs like this, so Fighting Foodons. So basically, we have Chase and Karen trying to sneak into this castle to rescue their dad. What's their dad's name again? Oh yeah, Seth Jack, who to me kind of looks like an anime version of He-Man.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was just me, or...
He did actually remind me of another anime character, but I couldn't put my finger on it.
He just looked like... Sorry?
The kid reminded me of Yu-Gi-Oh's character.
Because of the multicolored hair, or...?
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. I think his brother, the adopted one, I can't remember his name.
In Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yeah, I can't remember the name, but it's,
Kaiba?
Yeah, so...
Oh, right. So the dad reminds you of Seto Kaiba?
Well, not the dad, the kid.
Oh, the kid. Oh.
The dad did look a bit like the kid, so it was sort of like halfway there.
Oh. Well, apparently this guy who played the dad in this also voiced Giovanni in Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. And he also used to voice Bakura and Bandit Keith and in Yu-Gi-Oh! Apparently he was in Cubix, Robots for Everyone. Who remembers that show?
Oh, that was a good show. We should review that. Much better than Fighting Foodons.
Anywho, so basically they're sneaking to rescue their dad from the Gluten Empire, who's trying to make the ultimate evil food on. So how do they save their dad? They mess with an oven to cause an explosion. The boy distracts them long enough for them to rescue their dad. Why is this going on? We've got this weird cult ceremony going on as well.
Yeah, it was a lot of cheesy things going on. Like, the line that the father said when he escaped was, "Our Bill is here." I was like, what?
Our waiter is here.
Yeah.
And he just grabs him while this kid gets the keys. See, am I the... the heck was that?
Sorry.
You trying to summon the fighting food on there or something?
I was holding the bottle of pop.
I summon Pepsi Knight. Pepsi.
Wait.
Why do you sound like an idiot? Pepsi.
I asked everything taught like Pokemon in this and could only say their own name.
Beef steak.
I didn't get that at all. It was walking around saying beef steak, but it had a blank expression on its face.
I guess the summoning didn't work as well as they thought it would, but we'll get to that eventually. So, I was going to say that bit where he grabs the guard in a headlock while his son gets the keys, how hilarious would it have been if he grabbed that guard's knife and slit his throat in front of his two kids? I'll be out in a minute, kids. Slash! Blood just comes out like a geyser all over his kids. Am I the only one that thought that would have been funny, or...?
I kind of thought some more things about why the hell did the kid, you know, why did he grab it, the guard, why from, it didn't make sense that the guard would go that close up to him, to me.
Yeah. He pretty much ran straight into the bars.
I thought he was trying to grab the kid and the kid just dodged him, or...
Or the guard were just totally, like, bobsided and couldn't see where we were going.
Well, they're idiots.
Is that a wall?
No, it's not.
I'm going to that.
I'm sure it's not a real wall. Bang. Ow. Hey, what are you doing? Don't take that hot food out of the oven without oven mitts on. Oh, okay. Ow, it's hot. I told you to put oven mitts on. I like to imagine that's like their level of intelligence. Like, I don't know, you know, like, hey, according to this email, all I have to do is give my credit card details to this Nigerian prince and I get $1,000. I like to imagine that's their level of intelligence of grunts in this show.
You mean like the show of like Face Jacker, Phone Jacker that... Hello, I am your bank. Give me your details.
So,
who's this?
So back to the cult. They've got this weird cult ceremony going on. Like, I'm expecting them to do a virgin sacrifice or something. Because everyone's in robes. And it just looks weird because apparently do they bring the beef stew out before or after the dad escapes?
It was there, it's just that it took them a very long time to walk up this small aisle, this small altar.
It was like, that's some weird ceremony. So yeah, they cause an explosion, it rocks the whole building. The baddies like, what's going on? Someone's in going, there's a fire, but don't worry, even though there was an explosion that made a hole in the side of our, you know, skyscraper-like castle, it's okay.
And don't worry, this guy's escaped, but we can catch him again. We've not done so yet, we came here to tell you first.
Suddenly...
Continue with your ceremony.
Just carry on with your evil ceremony.
What was in that
beef stew?
I can't remember.
It was just
beef. I know that, but they put some bad things and it sounded like school leftovers.
But there was like, it's rancid beef and rancid this.
Yeah. Here we go. A beef steak, a beef stew food on which the ingredients are making them being rancid meat, putrid potatoes, mouldy carrots, and tusks of terror.
That's right, like school dinners.
Well, Linda, welcome, government, yeah. We care about the poor. Yeah, right, David Cameron, we believe, yeah.
Next episode, Jamie Oliver comes in to sort out.
It says make healthy food on.
And the weakest shit. they make salad dressing, which like a weird, it's just like a salad themed food on comes out. It's like oh, too healthy. He's got no strength. Like a hippie. I summon Neil! And Neil from Young once appears. Oh, guys, what's going on? I'm a food on now.
Yeah, could you resurrect someone with these cards? Because, you know... you know, like... I guess cannibals are... just count as food somehow. You could resurrect people.
I don't know. That would be a weird thing. So if someone's killed in an accident, are you trying to suggest, Cooks, that to bring them back, you should just, like, make a meal out of their corpse?
And then throw a card on them.
I don't think it works that way. I'm not too sure. I doubt it.
I mean, what are the limitations?
You have to make a meal with ingredients.
Not dead people.
And it summons something, so I guess that's the limitation. If you were to make, say, sweet and sour curry using people, it probably just summon a sweet and sour curry monster, not the person you've made it out of. I'm assuming that's how it works.
If there are rules.
Yeah, if there are rules, yeah. I'd also like to point out to our listeners, to the best of my knowledge, this show has not had a DVD release, and the only way to watch it is to go on YouTube and find TV rips. And you think a show like this would have made it onto, like, Poundland-style DVDs by now?
You're joking, man.
I mean, Christ, Melancholy Nights never aired in UK, and yet that still found its way into Pound stores over here. I'm thinking of it. I wonder who does have the night while it's Melancholy Nights. But anyway, so the rescue the dad, he tells them to get the
mobile attack cuisine cart.
Which in my mind brings me the image of something similar to the Thundercats tank, only it's got like a weird roof on the back of it, like a noodle cart. No, they find the mobile cuisine battle cart thingy majig, and it's like a city little noodle cart. And how do you activate it? I hear you ask. You apparently have to go up to it and go, "The kitchen is open,"
and spin around in circles.
In a sparkly way.
Yeah.
And the main protagonist at that time can only summon these little furry meatballs.
I forgot to mention, this guy named his kids Chase and Karen.
Jason and Karen?
No, Chase. Chase. Who the fuck names their kid Chase?
Someone who summons monsters.
That's a good point, actually. But then again, they meet a little kid in later eps called P-Tan. Is that his name? Oh, sorry. P-Tan in Japan. In the US dub, Pi-Tan. Oh, sorry, no, Pi-Tin. Someone, apparently, in this dub, names their child Pi-Tin.
Lee?
Yeah?
Why are you writing Pi-Tan?
That's the name of the person, in case you couldn't hear me.
Okay.
Pi-Tin. Apparently, someone named their kid Pi-Tin.
Is that the next episode?
I think it's like episode 3 or 4. They meet this little kid and he sort of travels with them in their mobile command noodle cart thingy.
The panda guy, the guy who panda is.
I'm not too sure. I've not watched the next episode. I just watched the first one.
Yeah,
so,
it was the second one. It was dressed up like a panda.
It's gone on the episode. Python Power.
God, who names their people? Who names kids like this?
They probably just have like a hat full of words and they pull out the words. It's like, ah, pie. A tin.
Or, Maybe they was in the kitchen at the time and I thought, pie what? Pie what? Banana what?
Really hungry at the time.
More likely. Well, what's in this makes you hungry, doesn't it? I mean, I tried watching it earlier in the day and I was like, ah, screw it, I'm going to the chippy. So anywho, so they get, they activate the mobile thing and it like transforms into like a vehicle form, which they go rushing out the building and it like explodes a wall and they go screaming down the wall of the castle and they're like, how do you stop it? I don't know. Maybe we should press the button labeled break. Don't be stupid.
I'm only forgetting a parachute.
What
were they? Pastry shoots.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all with the puns.
The food based puns.
The whole show was
chock-a-block.
All of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like early Digimon with the bad Jeff Nimoy puns.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Anywho, so as it's going on, the dad Chief Jack has been like been trying to stop the bad guys, and he attacks the head of the cult, and he rips off her robe, and it turns out she's a furry. She's a cat woman.
Why the hell did they have a furry on this earth?
Is she a Voodan or...?
I think, according to Wikipedia...
Cop turned.
Yeah, Claudia, was a rocket scientist who got turned into a humanoid cat girl by the bad guys. And apparently all her lab animal partners have been turned into the monstrous Gorb's big four, like the four main bad guy bosses type thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, she was human, she got turned into a cat monster, and now she's a bright pink furry cat monster.
Who seems to fall around little boy?
So Jack tries to stop him, but then he's like, ah, you can't stop me. Get him, men. And they all just sort of dogpile him from behind. And it's got this weird... And there's this weird angle where he's on the floor, like his arm outstretched trying to stop her, and they're all just, like, literally behind him, on top of him, with these giant smiles on their faces. And he's got this look of horror, like, no, no!
Some of this...
I just want to take a screen cap of that and do it as the episode art.
Alright, you the show is it?
I'd like to, but anywho. So she then gets the meal ticket thing, jams it into the rancid, awful beef thing, and summons Beefsteak, a giant Godzilla bean. Beef monster with like a basket for the mouth, and it walks around going beef steak. Can you tell I care about this acting role? Beef steak.
Put this a bit more poetic, but beef steak.
Beef steak. Yeah, put some emotion into it.
But you're just walking around like, I don't care, but did you see the cat girl? And then the kid goes to the cat girl, you start this, did you start this?
Oh yeah, they accidentally bump into each other and they blurst and they like jump away. You're the bad guy! And the cat girl!
She's like, yes, I am the bad guy!
And the cat girl!
I can't believe her terrible pun. It's a catastrophe.
Oh, God. Oh, by the way, apparently there's like 80, like, named different fighting foodons in this show. There's like over 80 of them throughout the course of this show, and the show's only like 26 episodes.
I'm sorry, but you won't be able to spell them. To an episode.
I mean, that... Actually, yeah, I mean, you said it was 80, actually, didn't you?
Yeah, there's apparently those...
Like four an episode, almost.
Well, they probably could have cheated and just stuck in, like, 10 in one episode.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make a 10-course meal, which means 10 evil food aunts. Hiya!
Not all evil.
Well, there's a bad guy making them, then clearly they must be evil.
But then some of them are good, because, like, in the second episode, there's a dumpling guy who fights the fried rice guy, but he's not evil. But he thinks that they're evil. The rice guy is evil because the gore person puts him against each other.
Well, like I said, I mean, what's the first one?
Alright.
Yeah. Didn't get enough time to watch the second one. So I suggest to everyone, let's watch the first one for now. Because
yeah,
even if it's like a 25-minute long cartoon, we still managed to like talk for nearly an hour about it.
I watched it because I didn't get it and I didn't really know what to talk about, so I just thought I'd watch it.
No, that's alright. It's not as bad as Spiral, though. We had a lot of fun with that, so...
Yeah.
The Blade Children! Anywho. So... They meet up with, is it Albert? Yeah, they meet up with Albert, who apparently was... No, it's not Albert.
Is it Oslo or something?
Oslo, that's it, sorry, yeah. Oslo, who apparently was a student under Gorgeous... Oh, sorry, no. Oslo was apparently king of all food until one of his students, who becomes, you know, King Gorge, put a spell on him that turned into a sword man who rides around on a floating flying saucer. And he pretty much explains to him, you've got to believe in yourself and all this, yada yada yada, and gives him what he says is a magical meal ticket to summon a fried ricer. But we later find out, no, you summon fried ricer all on your own. Because Chase, like, last time he tried to summon a fighting food on it was,
Burnt meatballs.
Burnt meatballs who do absolutely fucking nothing.
They just cry a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're emotional.
Meatball, meatball, meatball! You thought Kuribo was useless, folks. Look at these things. Sorry?
They look like smaller versions of them.
They look like newborn Kuribos. They haven't grown the fur yet. God, that's God. Oh, that's a terrible mental image now. Newborn Kuribo. Oh. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, that's a horrible image.
We didn't know what it was. Not at first, anyways. Just that it was an alien construct drifting in the asteroid field between Mars and Jupiter. My name is Nicholas Lancer. I was chosen to lead a mission of exploration to learn the secrets hidden within the construct. But I had no idea what we would find, or what would happen to us. And now... Now I would give anything, anything at all, if we could just find the way home.
From Eric Busby, the creator of the Section 31 Files, comes an all-new original science fiction adventure. Far Horizons. Coming soon, only from DarkerProjects.com.
Right, so Oslo gives Chase this magic meal ticket. Use it to summon Fried Ricer! Who I just got absolutely bloody sick of after like 2 seconds. He kept going, Fried Ricer! Ricer! Fried Ricer! Over and over again.
Yeah.
I just got sick of that after a while. I mean, yeah. I don't know. What about you guys? So, I know Jamie didn't like him. What about you, Adam? Emmy?
I didn't like him.
Adam?
He's less annoying than some Pokemon, but Not by a lot.
So basically, eventually he manages to defeat this giant Godzilla-sized beefsteak monster. And then the bad guys are in the ray, you know, Claudia goes, "Ah, we'll be back, blah, blah, blah." So then their dad, Seth Jack, appears, and he's like, "I'm so proud of you kids. I'm leaving now, so take care, kids."
Yeah, I've got to go back to the war.
The Glitter Empire, so I'm going to pick up this giant Final Fantasy Soul sword and just walk away and leave you on your own. Later, kids.
Do you know what that reminds me of?
What's that, Mike?
This is the North Star.
The way he had the bandages on his fists and that.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, it did remind me of Fist of the North Star a bit. It's just the fact he just goes, like, just leaves the kids on their own and walks away. You know?
And they're like, "Whatever we do now," and the kids are like, "I can cook. I can be a chef."
Child labour for the win!
I know I skipped some of the episode, but was anything explained?
There's this bad guy, King Gord, who has the Glitter Empire, is trying to take over the world with evil food on monsters.
I know, but, like...
That was it.
There's really a reason.
I think the explanation is, it's a really bad explanation.
Fair enough.
It's just basically every kind of anime mashed together and has a stupid explanation.
And it's food-based.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty decent... Yeah, you're right, you know, they've got a checklist, right. Kid, protagonist, check. Cute monster gimmick, check. Weird hairdos, check. Deadbeat dad, check. Furry, check. Evil Empire with four big baddies, check. So they've got a long checklist. God, I wonder if there were toys of this. How could you make toys of this? That's what I want to know.
Go to McDonald's.
That's a good point, actually. I wonder if the toys were so realistic that they accidentally bite into them and lose a tooth. I wonder if there are toys.
I'm a pig.
No, there's no toys, but there's a weird, like, multi-headed chicken monster with a mushroom on its head. Found that. That was pretty weird looking. Oh, let me... A weird lion-hippo-pig combo with a sword and shield. Watermelon pig. Fire-themed dog. Apparently there was a Mattel toy line in 1988 called Food Fighters. Looks a little like them. That's all I can find, really. I think that's it, yeah, I think that's all we can... Some strange reason, one of the things the Google research brings up is the robot turtle from the 80s Teenage Mutant Turtle show. And images of Transformers Prime in Japanese. I don't know why. I think we're right, Jamie.
Yeah,
it seems fine. That screeching was coming in a bit loud then.
Okay,
back to the sofa. So they feed it and the dad goes off because he's a deadbeat, yeah, yeah, yeah. There. And they... What's it?
Fighting food on Wikia.
Sorry?
The fighting food on Wiki.
Wow. That,
it has a fan base?
Yeah, apparently, considering it's only 26 eps. Oh well. Learn something every day. Anywho, so, yeah, great. I think we covered everything.
Who wants to go first?
Anyone?
I'll give it a 4 out of 10. Because it's better than a lot of the stuff we normally review.
Fair enough. Jamie?
I'm going to give it 2 out of 10 because I thought I was watching Digimon, Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh! And every other anime which I've ever seen. I didn't like the characters that much, and all of the cheese lines just after a while, it just grated on you. The only thing which I liked was in the second episode with the panda kid.
So you're basically giving a point per episode?
No, I'm just saying on the whole, because the stupid puns just like after a while, and I was watching it thinking I'm bored.
Oi.
Emmy? I'll give it 4 out of 10. I have the same situation as that's only the first episode, though.
Yeah. But it's like 4 kids dub, though.
Yeah, it is.
I give it 2 out of 10. The puns were just terrible. The Pokemon saying their name over and over again got on my nerves, and I mean, for the first episode it does sort of explain the plot a bit, but at the same time it was just like, oh, and that theme tune is absolutely horrible. Fighting food dance, do 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 do.
Yeah. Let's get a classical song, like any classical song, Beethoven or Liddy, and let's put a really cheesy tune to that.
It's a remix and redub of Ophius in the Underworld.
Which I'm guessing is royalty free.
It's a very old song. Here's the wiki for it.
I swear I've heard other cartoons use this for theme songs.
I think they have, yeah, it's one of those things.
Oh, it's the Kamakam. Da 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 Kamakam.
Something like that. Well, anywho, like I said, 2 out of 10 for me, and yeah, this is pretty bad. Alright, anywho, I think that's it for tonight. I'd like to thank my co-host for joining me tonight.
Well, thank you for having us.
I promise there'll be something good next time.
Alright.
Lies. Lies.
From the episode. So just the info.
Alright. Good night then, folks.
Good night.
Night, everyone.
Bye.
Yeah, and then you gotta be all awkward, because, like, you know, you're making time with your lady friend, and, like, you finally get her into the bedroom, and she's taking your clothes off, and you have, like, 12 iron balls stuck into your skin. And it's like, what's that for? Well, in case I'm ever without my heavy-ass briefcase, with my Guyver rip-off armor in it, that I take off normally, even though I've got some sort of magical transformation sequence that does it automatically, it's like, why do you need to transform into iron when you have this armor? And when he's iron, he doesn't have any powers.
Yeah.
His only power is to get hurt less.
It's like, this is slightly less damaging, but still fatal. That's like thank God I turned into iron, so only 56% of my body was blown away in that blast. Well, I'm thinking about this in hell now, because I'm dead.
God,
there's no way anybody from this anime made it to heaven. Dave and Joel's Fast Karate for the Gentleman.
The anime podcast for people who don't like anime.
Or podcasts.
Find us online at www.daveandjoel.com.